I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
All right, he's back in the building, Jeff Hayden. Yep. Former member of the Minnesota Senate. In studio, we always love having Jeff in studio. We can talk to Jeff about anything. We can talk to him about politics. We can talk to him about hip-hop. We can talk to him about sports.
Yeah.
We can talk to him about anything.
That's right.
And he's back here with us for the next couple of segments. First off, thanks for coming down again and hanging out with us, man, and making this show a good show. I want to start with the news of the day with regards to Vance Belter pleading not guilty to the federal charges in connection with the political shootings of Melissa Hortman and her husband, Mark John Hoffman, and his wife, Yvette. We haven't really talked, I don't think, that much since all of that transpired. But I guess the first thing that I want to say, ask you about is, because the moment that it happened, and then the weeks leading after, we heard the rhetoric, let's calm and let's lower the temperature. Do you think that the temperature is being lowered? And the reason why I ask it in that way is because we still are mourning. Mm-hmm. We are still traumatized that could even happen in the first place. And to me, and people have every right to disagree with me.
Right.
I don't think that the people that typically are fostering the hostility politically are those that identify on the left. Is typically other people, and now I'm not saying that nobody on the left has ever not done anything. That's not my point. But typically we have seen people from far right fringes or groups that have wanted to get into a place of being super angry. Do you think that we are calming some of that conversation down some?
Well, it's really, really hard to say. I mean, I immediately after the shootings that the next week I do some almanac and those kind of shows. I do some shows with a friend of this radio station, Tom Hauser at Issue. So I was there with Representative Walter Hudson, who's known to be kind of a firebrand right wing Republican. I think he might have a YouTube show. I'm not shouting it out. I just want to say, you know, as a person, as a former member and a current lobbyist, you know, you run into people, and so we. That day agreed that we needed to tone down the rhetoric. That doesn't mean that you still can't say what you feel and articulate your point of view if you think things are wrong. But the idea that the rhetoric is high, and especially elected officials and then those in our business talking heads, like we're at the top of society. People are listening to us, and often that's where they're getting their information, or frankly, that's who they follow. And if you're misbehaving, right, if you're inciting violence, if you're, you know, if you're getting people revved up, it does have an effect on people. Was, you know, this guy just a lone person who had a crazy ideology. It appears to be so because, you know, he kind of virtually admitted to the thing. And we see it on TV. Senator Hoffman and his wife Yvette are still, they're not only living, but they are recuperating. John could even be listening to this, or Yvette could be listening to this show as we speak. They know what they saw and heard.
Yep.
So there obviously is some manifesto, something that he wants to get out in the public while he's saying no. So let me say this. I would say that I think that in politics and in life, people's memories get really short. So I think that these conversations are really important. I think at the moment, people were like, whoa, we got to take this down, especially locally, right? I have at my firm, one of my colleagues her husband happened to work for the speaker. I found out really early that there had been an incident, not to the amount of the devastation.
Yeah.
So I'm talking 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, where most people were still sleeping. We had gotten a text saying, "Hey, be careful," or "Hey, there's an incident." To the extent that my own family wouldn't even let me, though I don't think I was on any list or any manifesto, they were worried about me going to do my normal Costco Saturday honey-do runs. They really, like my daughter really, really wanted me to stay home. People were really worried about what's going on. So let me get to this. I think that the far left and the far right both have to mind their P's and Q's. The far right seems to be a lot more loud, especially around Second Amendment rights would involve firearms and things of that nature. But the far left often, you know, the other day, you know, a group of folks went to a county commissioner's office, Irene Fernando,
yep,
you know, in protest. And frankly, I know these folks, and I don't want to overstate it, but Commissioner Fernando has been pushing for the HERC, which is the garbage burner right next to the Twin Station. We're familiar with that, for it to, you know, shut down because of its proximity to North Minneapolis and vulnerable people. And so she had been leading, you know, the charge to figure that out. Now, that's a Herculean task to figure out, well, if you don't put your garbage there, where you push it, and I won't get you into the policy of where that goes. It's got to go somewhere. But people going to her house, first of all, is out of line. Secondly,
I've stated that numerous times.
She was on the right side of where I think that these folks wanted to be. Those are far left people. So yep. I just want to make sure
yep.
that I think that both fringes, when you start to take matters into your own hands, going to protest down at the Hennepin County Government Center, even at the state capitol, as long as you're not sneaking in, going to, you know, sleep in Bobby Champion's chair and all that kind of stuff is kind of crazy. But being able to demonstrate your First Amendment rights, everybody's okay with that. But these are normal people, too. And what I worry about is the one thing I know I did is I went and got a higher level of security on my house, right? Other people have decided to go get their consent, you know, their conceal and carry. What I worry about is people thinking that that's the old thing, the okay thing to do. And the elected official or other person on the other side may feel like that they have to defend themselves and we get a tragedy the other way.
100% agree with you. And I'm glad that you brought up that incident because I have been saying this for several years. We have every right to protest, and clearly, as an African American man in this country,
that's right.
I believe in protest.
Right.
I protested freshman year at Morehouse,
that's right.
and protested a few more times after freshman
yeah,
year.
Well,
bottom line
Morehouse
is this:
University is at the core of black men.
We're gonna be on it.
That's right.
We're gonna be on it.
The legacy of Martin King and others. Right.
Yes, but don't go to people's homes.
No,
like leave that alone. And I said this: I'm not a fan of Bob Crow.
No.
But leave Bob Kroll and Liz Collins home alone.
Representative John Thompson.
I said that back then.
We're wrong.
Yes,
I'll
don't
tell
do
it.
That.
I'll say it now. I'll say it to his face. I'll say it to them.
I said it then,
I
too.
I said it on community radio. They were wrong. They were absolutely wrong. And we have to say that loud and clear. As a matter of fact, I was targeted, and someone said that they were going to come to my house, and I said, well, tell them to wait till 6, because I was going to put on a big barbecue and bring in some of the homies. And then we were going to see, and nobody showed up, but I ended up spending $100 on a barbecue that only my homies showed up, and they were ready to do that every day. But you get where I'm going
yes.
with this, right?
Yep.
You know?
Yep. Well, let me ask you this, okay? Because when we talk about your background and the success that you have had, you know, you were in the Minnesota House of Representatives.
Yeah.
You were in the Minnesota Senate.
Mm-hmm.
One of the big stories over the course of the last week has been about security.
Yes.
at the state capitol and all that.
Yeah.
In all of your years in politics, did you ever once feel unsafe there?
You know, I personally never felt unsafe. I'd gotten contacted some years ago by the FBI that they had caught somebody unrelated to politics, and when they went through his stuff, he had a manifesto and my name was on it, but it wasn't related. But they weren't going for him because of that. He was doing something else nefarious, and that's what they said. So I got a call. I remember I was in Memphis on a trip, and I got a call from the FBI. I didn't know what that was all about. I actually think that things have gotten worse. I remember there was a gun rights hearing in which a whole bunch of Second Amendment folks and gun rights folks showed up, and they were, concealed and carry. They were, and I went in there and was talking to them, right, because I wanted to know where they were coming from. And I remember my aide at the time, Liz, was terrified, and I wasn't. Now, I don't know if that was naivete or there was a different. I wouldn't do that today, right? I wouldn't do that as it is ramped up over the last 15 years. But in my first couple of years, I never was intimidated by sitting down and having a conversation with someone who felt different than me.
Agreed.
If I was in the legislature now, I know I wouldn't do that same thing, because I don't know that we have layered a mindset for people where it's a little more wild, wild west. It's a little more frontier justice than civil disobedience or having a critical conversation about something we disagree on.
Yeah, I just it's. We're living during some times where there are a lot of people that are troubled, man.
Yeah.
To think that could even have happen to the Hortman family.
Yeah.
Is
unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, I served with the speaker. I knew her, husband a bit. I served a lot, almost every single year in the Senate with John, and we were on the same committees. And so it's unimaginable to see that I golfed in a golf tournament. Many people know I like to golf. Don't do it very well, but I like to go out there and went out to Edinburgh.
Chuck Barkley.
Yeah, exactly. Went out to Edinburgh and saw the fence around the former speaker's house. And what got me there was the grill. There was a Weber grill. And so you could almost see. Because the last time I was there, ironically, it was Senator Hoffman's fundraiser, and she was serving us lemonade. She lived on like the 16th hole, and she was serving us lemonade at that fundraiser. So that all came rushing back. I knew him. I knew what happened. It could have been me. And these were regular, ordinary, extraordinary people who wanted to go and serve the legislature because they wanted to make the world a much better place, and for them to be a shot at, maimed, hurt, and assassinated.
No longer
is
with
unbelievable.
Us.
And I'll say this. I know as Minnesotans, we like to think of ourselves, and your audience probably get it, as Mayberry, or we're living in some, kind of place where you can keep your doors unlocked. All the innocence is gone. You know what I mean? We are living in a big city. We should make sure that we take care of ourselves. And we should really try to have conversations that are much more civil and not hopefully not drive people to taking matters in their own hands.
Let's take a quick break. Jeff Hayden in studio. I got a couple of national things that I want to throw his way. We get to that next here on The Lake Show.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
All right, another final, I guess, nugget with regards to the Hortman's assassination. That I don't care what side of the political spectrum you are, it is beyond disappointing to me, and in my words, in my feelings, is disrespectful. I cannot believe that Donald Trump did not make a phone call. Like we can sit here and we can have a feeling about how we view people politically, but to not call?
Yeah, I mean, the lack of humanity in that, not try to stay, you know, a little clear of that, but the inability to call and just say, we're sorry that the nation's behind you. I mean, we do that anywhere.
Anywhere.
On any party or on any national disaster for the president to not call. I think the vice president might have called the governor, but for the president not to call. I mean, the former president, the one that nobody said, had the cognitive ability to run the country, he called. He showed up. He kneeled down. The former vice president did. I think that that's really important. I think it's indicative of where we're at, and that's this part about caring about each other as human beings, even if we came up differently, different parties, or we have some serious issues with each other. I don't wish that on anybody in any party under any circumstance.
Unacceptable. In Texas, Texas has been in the news for a while because of the state's new proposed congressional map. Donald Trump said this past Tuesday Republicans were, quote, entitled, which, interesting, entitled to five more seats. How concerned are you over this whole gerrymandering situation with the redistricting?
Yeah, it's a longstanding thing. I'll tell you two things. The countermeasure to that is Gavin Newsom said if he's going to play that game in Texas, he's going to play that game
in California.
I think that's the worst possible way of governing that you have. I get Governor Newsom's threat to retaliate because he wants to even the score in that what they're doing in Texas. You know, they're going to split Jasmine Crockett, you know, who's been pretty harsh critic of the president and Republican Party, split her into four or five. They would call it cracking or packing. So they're either going to crack your district or they're going to pack everybody into one. Either way, it has the same effect. What I'm more concerned about is constitutionally every 10 years we do the census, and then we usually drive our data off of that, how the congressional seats look and how many you get and reapportionment. And he wants to do that after 5 years as a way to try to keep himself, I think himself and his party involved. I think that that is something we've been seeing, but that is a real threat to the way in which we do things. That gets to this permanent, you know, party system where people don't really have a chance in order. If you agree that people aren't going to change, that one Republican is going to stay a Republican, I think that there's some ways in which Republicans and Democrats can have a conversation and get a little further in the middle. But as it stands, the idea that they're going to split up these districts in Texas to create five more Republican districts, and California is going to do the opposite. I think that gets us into a dangerous arms war, if you will.
I agree with you, and you mentioned it too, because it has happened in other states before. Yeah. And let's be honest, there's been times where Democrats have benefited from that.
That's right.
We totally, so I get all that. But this is where I'm at with politics, okay, with Democrats and Republicans. And I just, because I'm kind of a little bit, I'm cut from a different cloth. I am all for us all, because we're all in this thing together.
That's right.
We should always want better for each other.
That's right.
Not for just me,
right,
but for we. But we have a group that is destroying the democracy that we all cherish. When they view the Constitution and don't value it in the same way that we've always valued it, right? And we can debate that. To me, I am a person that says, let's fight fire with fire. I'm not with this being nice to people that's being ugly to me.
Right.
I don't play those games.
Right.
I'm cut from the cloth of, and look, I'm a Morehouse man.
Right.
But in today's America, and even years ago, I got more Malcolm in me than Martin.
Right.
And
right.
Martin's a Morehouse man.
Right.
So
right.
I think that right now, and I'm not saying that Democrats need to be violent or they need to be overly aggressive or anything. I'm not saying anything about none of that. But they have to be more proactive about, and also strategic on how they deal with a lot of the crap that they're dealing with, that Americans are dealing with, that they felt like they didn't vote for. Because there's a lot of stuff that people are dealing with right now, and they're like, hold on, this is not what I signed up for.
Yeah, I think the word out of everything you just said was strategic. The model that the Trump administration seems to be using, and, you know, it jumps off on your watches or your phone, like every 5 minutes it looks like I get another idea. Oh, Trump put the tariff on. He took it off. He wants to do this. He wants to do that. He's going to crack Texas. So what happens is you start trying to chase all those things down, and it's a bait and switch, right? It's like, make, you know, I got some homies along the way, not, you know, that I just happen to know, when they go into a store and they were trying to take some stuff, they create a ruckus in one side of the store and then rob the other side of the store. I've never done that, Henry, but I just heard that could be a strategy in order to do things. There seems to be a lot of that. What I think we have to understand, and what I tell my clients and how I talk about it, what are your values? What are the 5, 6, 8, 10 things that you really care about? If it's the economy relative to grocery, you know, prices, if it's about, you know, making sure that the lines, whatever those things are, if it's about defense spending or the budget, I mean, the idea that we just cut the big, beautiful bill, just added $3.5 trillion to the deficit, and Barack Obama was getting beat over the head by not reducing the deficit by the same people, tells you the bait and switch is on. Right. Like they're moving it. They're moving the dial. The way that you have to do it is you have to have a compass. You have to have a lighthouse. You have to know where you're going and what you care about. Some of that stuff, you're just not going to have to fight.
Yep.
Some of that stuff you just lay, and it usually goes away. So what Democrats have to do is not do the scattershot approach and chase the president or chase the Republicans everywhere they go. Stay focused. And when you see, like, for instance, the education money that he cut off, Democrats went after that. They were clear. The courts went after that. But it was Republican senators that their states were going to be hurt that got that thing won, right? So the idea is that if you cut Head Start, you don't cut it our friend Rico Alexander Pike at Head Start, who we know
very well,
right? But you're also cutting Billy Bob in Tennessee and Joe Bob in West Virginia too. So you have to really try to be strategic and figure that out. And there are some things that are partisan, but there's some things that are universal. And I try to stay on the situation. For instance, Section 8, right? That's a rent subsidy program. It's got kind of a bad reputation, but it's for people with low income and they get their rent subsidized. That's one part of it. And so people will go after that saying those poor people need to work, but there's a landlord on the other side of that who's getting that check every day. And if he's not going to get that check and that person hasn't been able to find a job to pay the rent, he's
going to
suffer. See, we got to look at this a little bit in the reverse, right? And who the farm subsidies, the SNAP program, which is the food stamps, right? The SNAP program benefits farmers more than they benefit anybody else. It benefits grocery stores. Like on the 1st and the 15th of the month or whatever those benefits come out, people are going right there and they're buying they're buying $300 and $400 worth of groceries. They're not doing what we do, buy a week's worth here and there, shop around. Yep. They're going to that grocery store in their community and they're buying it. I happened to have been on that committee and I was going to do something a little bit with the formula and the Grocers Association came in and said, whoa, whoa, whoa. So we got to think about this a little bit, that there's an economic impact to grocers and farmers and landlords and people who receive those benefits as much as they are for. Last thing I'll say on this one really quick, because I said it everywhere I go, we got to stop the fraud. That's on us. That's on Democrats largely, especially in this town. We got to get under that. We got to put some rules in place. We don't need to go so far that we don't help anybody. But the mess for Democrats, I mean, just be clear, as a Democrat, my criticism to Democrats are they have not dug in enough to ensure that when the money goes out the door, it goes to the right folks.
Preach.
I just need to say that.
Preach. Preach. 100%. I agree with you 100%. Real quickly, last thing nationally, and this is just a quick, your opinion.
Yeah.
Is the Epstein file stuff going away?
No. It's kids. It's the one thing. I've been watching Republicans. They seem to let everything else go. If you're an adulterer, yeah, we'll pray it. You know, you're an evangelical. You know, I mean, I'm a Martin Luther King Baptist. You know, we pray. We ask God for forgiveness. But there are things that I believe that people have a hard time doing. And the Epstein thing was about kids. It was about young people. And just like you saw here, Senator Eichhorn, who got caught soliciting out in Bloomington, what he thought was a 17-year-old, and they got rid of him quick, fast, in a hurry, right? I think that that is the danger, and I think that they want to get to the bottom of it because I think that that is their bright line. I'm talking about Republicans.
But they ain't going to release it. That's the thing.
Well, we'll see, but if they don't, then they have to go back to their
districts.
They're
going to do everything they can do to go around it. Redact so much. I just don't see.
But they got to go back to their districts and they got to go back to their churches
and tell their people.
And they got to tell their people why they didn't fight for.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. All right. That's Jeff Hayden joining us in studio, man. Great as always.
Love it, man.
We're going to take a break, come back. We're going to talk to the voice of the Minnesota Lynx, Sloan Martin. She joins us next.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
I don't think that it's a coincidence that the best team in the WNBA has the best play-by-play voice in the WNBA. Sloan Martin joins us here, courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. Sloan, how you been?
Henry, that's a very kind introduction. I am doing great. You're right that winning certainly helps. The moods are great whenever I'm with this team, so can't complain about that.
Yeah, we can't complain about that. This has been a spectacular season to this point. I'm not going to sit here and say that if this team was to falter in the postseason that it was all for nothing, because, look, you got to give props where props are due. They are the best team in the league. Of course, they got a long ways to go to finish the deal, but, man, they have been so strong. And we know that in anything in sports that you got to stay healthy, and right now we're navigating the Nafisa Collier injury, ankle injury, but I got to give it to them. Against Seattle a couple nights ago, that was awesome. That was fun to see. And to see DeJounte Carrington play as well as she did in her debut for the team, how good was that?
It was. You could not have scripted any better in terms of a debut and how difficult that is to do, Henry, at this point in the season for a team that has so much continuity, that is playing differently, missing its star player, and how do you be yourself, but how do you make sure you're not reticent, but how do you make sure that you're not, you know, trying to overcompensate? There can be so much going through your head, and DeJounte Carrington was exactly herself. If you watch that game, that is her every single night. We're on one side of the floor, she will climb a ladder to viciously block a shot, and then she'll sprint down the floor in about four steps and get a fast break layup. She is an incredibly explosive athlete. First team all defense last year. So she brings some size, aggression, and just competitive fire to this team. And you know, that's something that's just going to vibe really well with this team and head coach Cheryl Reeve. But Henry, you're right. I think that win against Seattle was one of the best wins this season because there were double digit lead changes in this game. Seattle is filled with veterans like Skylar Diggins and Nneka Ogwumike, and to win on the road when they're just exchanging blows throughout this entire game, to finally pull out that victory without Nafisa Collier, when shots were not coming as easily as they normally are because of the gravity she has on the floor, I thought it was a tremendous win for this team.
And against a team that we lost against earlier in the season at Seattle by double digits. So I don't want to call it revenge, but that, because that was the first team we lost to this year, right? That was our first loss of the season.
Ended the 9-0 start.
Yeah. Man, that was a really, really good a good win. I do want to bring up something, though, that concerns me a little bit, okay? And this is with regards to one of my favorites. You know I love me some Elena Smith. Oh, my goodness, man. She is you know I got that. That's my Lynx crush. But I am concerned, though, because she's extremely talented. She's good defensively. She's good in the pick and roll. She can actually step out and knock down some perimeter shots, too. But the only thing that concerns me about her is in-game, if she misses a layup, or if she, in her mind, makes a mistake, or something doesn't go her way, she tends to get down on herself, and sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes, it can kind of snowball. How do we kind of keep her engaged in terms of mentally staying in the moment and being positive and being focused that way?
You know, that's an interesting observation, Henry. I don't know if I necessarily agree with that. I mean, I definitely think about times where she's like maybe missed a layup, and you can tell she's upset at herself. And this is clearly a high achieving type person, someone mm-hmm. who was, you know, cut by the worst team in the league in 2022. And she plays, Henry, every game. Like, that's a fresh wound.
She plays hard. She plays hard every single trip.
Hard.
But like, you can see it. Like, she wore it the other day. Like, she's going to the bench and she's like vocally really like upset about it. And even the earlier game in the season against Seattle, it was a close game and she missed a layup. And then it kind of at the end, kind of later in the game, she just the frustration kind of mounts at times with her. But and I'm not saying that it takes away from her being a really good player, because I think she's a great player. But I do I want her to feel a lot better about herself, because I, you know, in sports there are times where athletes feel like they let the team down, and I hope that she doesn't feel like she lets the Lynx down at all, because I think she's fabulous.
You know, I think that's a really interesting point too, Henry, because sometimes you do see it after fouls, because sometimes she'll pick them up early and she does an incredible job of playing in foul trouble. But you think about maybe she is wondering about that same exact sentiment you're talking about, where it's like we're already so first undersized and shorthanded, especially with Nafisa Collier out for this indefinite amount of time with that right ankle sprain, where it's like, if I can't be on the floor, that is, you know, going to be letting my team down in a way. So I know that she definitely, you know, tries to stay in games and play without fouling, and that's a big part of her game. But you're right that can be certainly something that surfaces even more so when they are shorthanded the way they are right now.
Yeah, yeah. So I just love her game, and I love the way that everybody's gelling. Bridget Carleton, she steps up when she needs to. Jessica Shepherd, she steps up when she needs to. Courtney Williams, you know, she's never going to lack confidence, even though Kayla McBride didn't shoot it great the other night. You know, when they needed her to make free throws, she made every single one.
9 for 9 in that game, and she sealed the victory. Just imagine, I mean, just what a luxury it is to have someone who is so automatic at the free throw line. Nafisa Collier goes in this group too, where she's shooting 92% from the foul line this season, a huge jump in her game in that regard. But Kayla McBride especially leads the WNBA in free throw percentage and is as automatic as it gets when she steps to the free throw line, and she wants the ball in those situations. So it is just get the ball to her and let's win the game is pretty much what the game plan is from that point, knowing they're going to be in a free throw battle in some of these close games. But I still, Henry, I know you're right, her numbers don't jump off the page to you against Seattle, but I still am thinking about, and I need someone to do an oral history, a documentary perhaps, about her first half in the 53-point win at Las Vegas right before that Seattle game, where she went 8 for 8 from the three-point line in the first half.
Yeah.
It was one of the most incredible performances and displays of basketball and shooting I have ever seen from someone who is top 10 in WNBA history and 3-point make. So she is as lights out as they come.
Yeah. We are talking to Sloan Martin here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. As always, we love talking about the Minnesota Lynx. We love talking WNBA basketball because that's what I love to do. Right now, the clear and best team in the league is the Minnesota Lynx. Who do you think is the second best team? Is it the Liberty? Because at times, you know, in sports, I don't care so much about records, because a team can have a really great record but still not be the best team in the league. I do think that Minnesota right now is the best team. Who do you think is the second best team?
Yeah, the Lynx are definitely the best team in the league. And just to add to that point, Henry, so the New York Liberty entering today are behind them by 5.5 games. They are closer to the number 8 seed as the second place team in the standings than the Lynx at number 1.
Yeah.
So that's just an example of what that gap is looking like right now. You know, the New York Liberty, certainly after they got Emma Mieseman, who is a winner at basically every level, competes for Team Belgium, had played for the Washington Mystics before. She is 6'4". She is a floor spacer, a facilitator, one of the highest IQ players that you will ever come across. So she's brand new to this team. They're also playing shorthanded. Brianna Stewart has been out for a couple weeks here with her own injury. With the Lynx playing the New York Liberty 3 times over the next basically week, coming starting next week. So that's kind of an interesting quirk of the schedule. So certainly a case to be made for the New York Liberty. Jonquel Jones, cannot be overlooked. A former MVP herself, Sabrina Ionescu, is the leading scorer in the league after the All-Star break. She has just been on a complete hot streak right now. I would also put the Phoenix Mercury in there, too, because you have someone who plays at an MVP level in Alyssa Thomas, who was an Olympian with Team USA, who had this week back-to-back triple-doubles in games this week. So that's a team that you can't overlook either. Those are the ones that really stand out to me. When you look at other teams, you see some definite flaws. The Atlanta Dream, you know, I think are a team that deserves to be up there. They're in the third spot, too. But that's what I mean, Henry, where, of course, you know, Minnesota, they've lost five games this season. That is half as many as the team with the next fewest losses. So it's really the Minnesota Lynx and, to me, you know, the field behind them.
I want to get your take on this because I haven't talked about this on the show at all. But I guess I'll just go ahead and voice my frustration with fans that are totally disrespectful and inappropriate. The whole throwing sex toys onto the floor. I hate it for the game because this is just a negative storyline or headline that's being thrown into the women's game that shouldn't be there. It should always be about the athletes and the game and what they're doing as opposed to ridiculous nonsense that they didn't ask to be a part of their game. How have you viewed this situation as a broadcaster, maybe versus how the fans have reacted?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, Henry. And, you know, it's funny when you ask, like, as a broadcaster, when it first happened, I thought, okay, how would I handle this when this is not appropriate and you're trying to figure out what's going on and is someone being removed from this game? You're trying to find, you know, the news reporter in me kind of like snaps back into place of wondering, okay, what do I need to know right now? What are we, you know, evaluating? What is happening here? So honestly, kind of mentally preparing to say, you know, could I be in this position? But now that it's happened two more times, and I should say today at practice, it looked like we were going to be finishing our scrum with Cheryl Reeve today. And she said, actually, I have one more thing to say. And she wanted to address this issue. And she said, I think is, you know, really the exact right on the thing that should be leading this conversation, Henry. And that is that this is completely inappropriate. It is demeaning. She said it's sexualizing these players. And to me, it's sexual harassment. And, you know, we can talk about there's reports that there is some crypto company that could be behind this, or at least some folks are claiming responsibility in this. I don't know, you know, how the league has not officially substantiated that and what investigations are going on right now. But it is clearly, to me, a means of, whether it was intended that way or not, it is intimidation, it is demeaning, and it is harassment. And, you know, even the first time, maybe some folks like found it funny. And I can see that when it happened at a Buffalo Bills game, you're thinking, haha, this is so random. Them, who would do this, right? But I think within the context of this, it takes on a little bit of a different kind of realm. And then when it happens a couple more times, it's just,
yeah, I don't find it.
No one wants this.
I never once laughed at it because to me, and you just hit it on the head, like the sexualizing, and these women go through a lot, and oftentimes they are demeaned. And I don't, like, I stand up for these women because I hate this. I don't know. We and maybe it's just me being overly sensitive or negative, but I'm very defensive about it because I think if it happens in a setting of, like, Bill's Mafia and it's at a tailgate, that everybody chuckles and will laugh it off. But in the midst of an actual game that women are playing, I think that they were, this is intentionally degrading these women, and I hated it.
No, you're completely right.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, too. It's like, that's what I think folks should realize as well, too. It's like, maybe if you had a chuckle the first time and, you know, thought that this was just a silly thing, like, I think when you think about it within the context of what you're talking about, within, like, the larger scope of what these women do face and how it just is a different conversation than just, like, a silly random thing happening. I mean, I think you make a great point, and I hope that it stops. Honestly, and that there's no more of these kind of copycats or whatever happens to be going on.
Hey, real quick, we got about 45 seconds. Why is the Lynx such a difficult and horrible matchup for the Aces? The Aces aren't what they used to be, but they still got Aja Wilson. I personally think that they never should have traded. I called it out when it happened. They never should have traded Kelsey Plum. I thought she was a perfect fit for that team. The Jewel Lloyd thing has not worked out.
it has not worked out. And frankly, I don't know if I've seen something like that in the W. Henry, where it felt like a team just laid down and bowed out of the game. I don't know if it was the Minnesota Lynx just bullying them by out-rebounding them, by being more physical, and they were just not able to hang in with this team, but did not expect those last two results. It's a plus 90-something in this three-game series, so we've got one more to go.
Yeah, I'm with you. Hey, Sloan, always a pleasure. I appreciate you giving me some time tonight.
Thanks, Henry. Appreciate it.
All right, take care. That's Sloan Martin, voice of the Minnesota Lynx. She is the best, joining us here on the Lake Show. Quick pause, come back, and we'll wrap up the show next. All right, we have had a lot tonight. Want to thank everybody that was on the show. Eric Perkins, his daughter, Jenna Perkins, in studio. Dane St. Clair, Minnesota United goalkeeper. Andy Greeter from the Pioneer Press. Jeff Hayden, in studio. Sloan Martin, just last segment. That's definitely got to be the most guests I've had on one show.
Yeah, I think so.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Six, yeah. Well, think about it. We have three benchmarks tonight. We got to one of them. We got to one of them. We got to Bite of the Night. Headlines, word on the street.
Too much show.
Too much show. That's good. It's bursting at the seams. But that's good, though, man. Just the variety of, you know, I thought Jenna Perkins was outstanding. She was just so excited. I think that was a good way to kick off the guests with Perk and his daughter. Like, she was awesome. The pure giddiness of seeing her in studio when her dad used to be on TV. I don't know. It was just cool, and then just the natural transition into Andy and Dane and Jeff and Sloan, and yeah, it was, as the kids would say, pretty dope.
6 o'clock tomorrow, inbound, be there, or be square. I don't care if that's like outdated by like 25 years.
No, we're Gen X, that's cool.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Inbound, we're just a couple blocks away from Target Field. I want to see somebody with a Luke Kuechel jersey tomorrow. What I want to see.
It's going to be hot.
A Luke Kuechel jersey already.
Come get your drink on. Wear your Luke Kuechel.
Get your drink on. Get your flirt on.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, see, I can see you out of the corner of my eye. You're doing this.
No, I'm not doing anything.
No, you were doing this.
I wasn't doing anything.
You were doing that. I wasn't looking at you, but I seen you. Hey, that's all right.
I'm about to do the gritty in a minute.
Yeah, you're going to gritty your ass right out that door.
Oh, man. So we'll see you at Inbound Brewing tomorrow at 6. We'll take it up to pregame, and then we'll finish off the evening into the weekend with Final Pitch. Hopefully the Twins will win. We'll see you tomorrow.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.